the large protein molecules of a cow irritate, and they're also acidic, they irritate your cells. And if that's your genetic tendency, think of it this way. If I take you right now and your arm's like this and I rub it, no problem. But if you got scabs from acid, from these large proteins bumping up against them, I could put a feather here and you're gonna jump. Well, people who have this incredible response to tiny little things like dust particles, it's because the mucous membrane of their body has been so massively irritated. It's coated and irritated. So your body overreacts to dust particles, to pollen, to little things. I've seen so many people with allergies wipe it out by eliminating dairy products and by eliminating meat products, but dairy is the big one. And then, I didn't know what it was back then, but they were eating mostly vegetables, mostly water content. They were alkalizing, getting rid of the acid that's made your body so sensitive that now you respond to a dust particle or a piece of pollen. You're not that weak, but you are if you're poisoning yourself on a regular basis. So dairy products are the worst. And that's tough. You go, well, you mean ice cream? Haagen-Dazs? Yes, that's what I mean. So you say, but okay, fine, I'm done. I can't do this. I can't enjoy myself. Not true. Go freeze some bananas. Put them through a juicer. It comes out like soft serve. It's delicious. It's tasty. It's still got some acid because it's got sugar, but it's in a natural form. There's no animal byproducts. It's not going to clog you up. There's no fat involved in it, and it's really good. How many have ever done this? Say aye. It's delicious. So you don't have to give these things up. You just got to be smart. And again, 70% water content. Be intelligent. If you're going to have some cheese, cut it up in a big salad and have some vegetables and let that water content help to move it through your system so hopefully you don't get too clogged. Does that make sense to you? Yes or no? It's really, really important. I mean, these dairy products, and come back here for one more time. Common sense. Let me ask you a question. Cows don't drink cow's milk. Why would you? Cows don't drink it. Baby cows do. Baby cows drink cow's milk. Baby zebras drink zebra milk. Baby humans drink human milk. But what's really interesting is this. Every animal I know of on Earth gets weaned except humans. And we don't even bother to keep sucking our own milk. We go steal from another animal. Think about it. Can you imagine? When you're drinking milk, you're sucking off a cow. Get clear. You're sucking off a cow. Just because somebody else squeezed it's not different. Can you imagine? Here's this couple. They're out for a nice Sunday stroll. They're out there walking along and they say, honey, would you like some milk? Yeah, well, there's a cow over there. And they go down all fours, come right over there, and just suck right off that cow, right? Just because someone else squeezes it out for you and puts it in a glass, it's no different. You're still sucking off a cow. Grow up. See, you're not made to be drinking milk still. Grow up. You don't need it for calcium. It's going to leach your bones of calcium. You don't need it for protein. Your body's already got plenty of protein. You don't need any more mucus in your system. If you want the texture of milk, get almonds, put them in a blender with water. Blend them, strain it, you'll have almond milk. No downside for you. Tastes wonderful, has a different flavor to it, and you can use that milk with whatever else you want to have if you really want that texture. There are choices. I'm not here to try and take away your choices. I'm sure this last part feels like that. The first part didn't, right? This might feel like it. But there are just a couple of things that'll kill you. So I thought we should mention them, okay? They just go kill you, so, you know, I'd prefer you stayed. You'll go to more seminars if I keep you here, right? You get the idea? I mean, seriously. So dairy products, you've got to at least reduce massively the intake of if you want to be healthy, ideally eliminate.